Hello and welcome back. Amanda Goldston here, LearnTarotOnline.com. Today we're going to talk about the Suit of Cups. Now, I hope you're getting on all right with your practice with the Major Arcana cards, with just laying them out side by side, having a look at the pictures, the colours, the symbols, noticing what's coming up for you, noticing how you're feeling with them, and making any notes of any insights in your tarot journal. So the next one then is the Suit of Cups. So as per usual, take some big deep breaths just to kind of get yourself in the place for learning. Set your intention that it's going to be nice and easy. You'll absorb everything you need to know and it'll all be there for you when you come to lay your cards out. So the Suit of Cups. Now, cups represent matters to do with the heart, emotions, feelings and memories. They can also indicate new ideas and projects, and these will usually be at the creative thought level. They represent your deep hopes and wishes, your real heart's desires. They can also highlight your deepest fears, which are often emotionally based. And cup cards will indicate how someone is really feeling about something. And also the feelings maybe that they're keeping deep inside themselves, which they may or may not be showing to the world. Within the cups, the court cards or the people cards can indicate people with certain character traits, and they can also indicate the emotions that people feel. The Suit of Cups generally represents the element of water. And astrologically, water is associated with the sign of Pisces, Cancer and Scorpio. We all have a mixture of the elements in us, and different traits are more prominent in some people than others. On the positive side, some of the traits that you can expect to see with cup cards, now whether this is the cards from the Ace to Ten or whether it's also the people cards, the types of things you might expect to find are, on the positive side, loving, caring, giving, compassionate, healing, psychic, intuitive, dreams, nurturing, empathy, artistic, deep feelings, imagination, creativity, gentle, peaceful, and anything to do with feelings, happiness, emotions, and just generally how you're feeling. And on the negative side, some of this can be moody, inconsistent, daydreaming, crabby, nitpicky, struggling to express emotions, self-destruction, insecure, unfocused, self-critical, uncommunicative, deceitful, over-sentimental, maybe living in the past and perhaps living in the victim mode. And although those are some of the types of characteristics you'll find in the people and the court cards, you can also see them reflected through the Suit of Cups as a whole. What I would suggest is that if you take out the Suit of Cups from your deck and lay them out in front of you, and just have a good look at the cards as an overall, as an overview, first of all. So you'll have Ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then with the Rider-Waite deck, you'll have a Page, a Knight, a Queen and a King. And just have a look at all the cards, first of all, as an overview. And just notice if anything generally leaps out at you from the colours, the pictures, the symbols, just what's going on with the cards. Now, one of the things, certainly with the Suit of Cups, is that the pictures tend to be quite clear to show what's going on and how people are feeling. So if we start with the Ace of Cups and just take the card out and just notice what you can see. Now, you can see a hand coming out of a cloud, holding a chalice or a cup with the Dove of Peace over the top of it, and it's overflowing with water and overflowing into the water underneath. And all this kind of with the water very much points to the emotional nature of the cup cards. Aces are about beginnings. They're about something new that is starting. And the Ace of Cups is creative beginnings, new ideas. It might be the offer of love or friendship. And it can also be within, it may be a new relationship or a new offer of love or new offer of friendship, but it can also be within an existing relationship where something is improving or something is changing for the better and new love, friendship and support are coming in to you. The Ace of Cups is really a card of emotional and spiritual fulfillment. Now notice it is being offered to you, and the offering is the key word because it is your choice whether or not you take that love and support and friendship that's being offered. It brings peace, hope, calm, joy and fresh new emotions. It may be within an existing relationship that there are positive emotions coming into that. It perhaps is that you're relating to people in a better way and maybe the challenges of the past are moving away. It can bring new ideas, projects, creativity, maybe some wonderful daydreaming before starting a new and exciting project. For somebody perhaps who's very work and action focused, this can be about getting in touch with your feelings, exploring the emotional side, maybe opening yourself up to others at an emotional level, trusting your intuition and your feelings. As love is the essence of this card, it's important for you to look for love in all areas of your life. Maybe even loving yourself more, giving yourself the gift of self-love. This might involve compassion or forgiveness for others, or perhaps even more importantly, for yourself. So the Aces, they have the number one, which is the start of a new cycle. It's beginnings, fresh starts, and new things coming in from the point of view of feelings and creativity. The next card is the Two of Cups. So if you have a look at this card, you can see two figures, each holding a cup. The male figure seems to be gently reaching out to take the hand of the female figure. And you have over the top of them a lion's head, which is connecting and joining them both together. And the Two of Cups is a card of togetherness, of cooperation, of partnership. I often view it as the soulmate card. And it's a card of union, two people coming together in love, friendship, partnership, or union of some description. And there's often a deep spiritual or almost soulmate connection. There's mutual respect, mutual harmony. And the lion over the top is also indicating the connection through passions, because the lion is fire. It's a symbol of Leo. It's a fire symbol. This card really is a beautiful card. It might indicate falling in love or real connection with another person. And there is real energetic connection here. So this can also be an attraction to somebody, which may or may not be physical. If you have the Lover's card, say, from the Major Arcana next to it, then quite possibly that would also be a very physical attraction as well. There is a lot of energy when two people come together in cooperation, whether that's personal, whether that's in business, in whatever situation this may be. There's nothing hidden, and the people just want to be with each other for who they are. It may be about resolving difficulties. It's also important to look with this card at what else might be going on around it, because sometimes two people can become so involved and entangled in each other that then excludes other people, which may be good, or it may be something that is more of a challenging situation. Now, again, just lay these cards side by side. So if you've got, say, the Ace of Cups and the Two of Cups, I think there you're looking at somebody perhaps in a relationship, probably personal, where there's new love, there's friendship, there's support, but it's a deep soulmate kind of connection. It may be falling in love, or it may be just feeling a huge amount of love and support and connection. It may also be a very, very good creative arrangement for a business partnership. And as again, with all of these cards, as we have a new one, put that new card beside some of the cards that we've had previously and just notice how it changes those meanings. The Major Arcana tend to be cards that have a real deep, important significance in our lives. They may relate to something that's very long-term, deep-rooted, maybe fairly major issues or events, whereas the suit cards tend to be more things that are on much more of a day-to-day kind of basis. They may not be quite so deep-rooted, although certainly if you have the Two of Cups coming up in a relationship, that kind of level of friendship and love as the basis for a relationship would be a lovely thing to see on an ongoing basis. The next card is the Three of Cups. And if you look at the Three of Cups and just notice what you can see, there are three women that look like they're dancing and celebrating with three cups held up high in the air. You've got very rich fruits of nature and lovely colours of orange and yellow and white. So you've got a balance of the material, the spiritual, the self colours. And look at the picture and just what does it say to you? For most people, this says celebration. And this is exactly what the Three of Cups is about. It is celebration, it's success, enjoying the fruits of your labours. Because the card kind of looks as if it might be a harvest time, maybe, where there's a celebration of the harvest. It's about teamwork. Also, if it comes up in a reading for a woman, it can be to do with female friends, sisters, other women, female companionship. It's a card of abundance, of plenty, celebration, merriment, fun, successful conclusions to projects. It can be celebrating anything where people are coming together and forgetting their differences. As a card of teamwork, where people are coming together. So again, when you put the Three of Cups beside a lot of the cards that we've had so far, and you add that element of fun, of celebration, of emotional happiness, you can start to see how all of this is building up quite easily and quite quickly to give you a quite an accurate picture of not only what's happening, but how people are feeling about it as well. Change of tone here, change of mood, as we go on to the Four of Cups. Now, when you look at the Four of Cups, what do you see? Well, we can see a somewhat disgruntled, rather bored, rather unhappy, solitary figure sitting on a hill underneath a tree. There is a cup being held out to him, being offered to him, which is upright, and also then three other cups standing upright in front of him, which he seems to be completely unaware of or is choosing to ignore. And the Four of Cups is it's a card which really is about reflection, absorption. If you look at the figure, he looks very apathetic, he looks very stuck. It's also a card of perhaps not seeing the blessings that there are around you. He's being offered the hand of friendship or love and is actually choosing to ignore it. He seems to be very stuck in the poor me, woe is me, I'm a bit of a victim kind of mode. Nobody loves me, nobody's talking to me. The hand of friendship and love is being offered to him, which he seems to be either not seeing or choosing to ignore. This can also be somebody who is being just rather antisocial, that maybe invitations are coming their way. They're choosing to ignore them for whatever reason. Now, the upright cups in front of him, again, could contain positive emotional experiences, which the person just isn't seeing. It is a time of reflection. It seems to be a time of shutting out the rest of the world. Now, this can be a good thing, and it can also be a bad thing, depending on the circumstances. It can be a positive period of reflection and concentrating on your own feelings. It can also indicate self-absorbency, apathy, despondency. It's a time for re-evaluating, and maybe there is a need to seek something within your life that perhaps is more stimulating. It can show up when someone is stuck with something and unable to open up to new ideas or people, opportunities. With this particular card, especially when you look at the very defensive body language, with the arms folded across the chest and the legs crossed as well, this is something where somebody really does seem to be shutting out love and support that's coming to them, when you see it coming up in a spread, it is very important to look at what else is going on around as to why that person might be feeling the way they are and what they can do to move forward and move through that. The beauty of these cards, especially the cup cards, is the pictures really do tell the story of what's going on and what's happening. And you can look at the card, you can see what's happening, you can get a sense of the feeling of that card. And often I've had people look at something and just point straight to a card and say, that's exactly how I feel. That's what's going on for me right now, before I've even said anything. So this is where it's really important for you to look yourself and get a feeling yourself of what these cards are saying to you. Now we come to the Five of Cups. Again, this is quite a sad card to look at. You've got a single solitary figure who is standing looking at three cups, which have all spilt over and all the contents have all spilt out of them. You've got quite a fast flowing river of emotions flowing at the back, and you've got two cups standing behind him, which are upright. So think about what this is saying to you. What's going on here? What's happening? This is a card of loss, of regret, living in the past, maybe feeling let down, of sadness, of grief. The figure is concentrating on the three cups where the contents have spilled out and is not seeing the upright cups, which may be full of wonderful things behind him. And this is a card about looking back at things, maybe with regret, maybe with the if only I'd done or not done, or I wish I'd done. It's a card of focusing on the past, of focusing on what's gone, what's been lost, and not able to see any good that may have come from the situation or any good that may be offered as part of it. It is very much a card of loss, disappointment, sadness, suffering, and possibly depression. There can be a real feeling of being emotionally let down by someone. And it is a card of loss, of trauma, distress, possibly grief, may indicate grief through bereavement or very raw, tender feelings and emotions when someone's going through a breakup or a loss of some description. It may be that the person is acknowledging the mistakes of the past, although they may not yet be quite ready to turn round and look to the present or look forward. The loss and the feeling of loss and regret can be in many forms, and the surrounding cards will indicate the area of life it relates to. And loss can be very, very difficult to cope with because our emotions can resist the change that inevitably letting go of something that's gone will bring. Now, the cards behind indicate that all is not lost completely and that something may be salvaged from the situation. There is some good, although it may take time and more healing to be able to see it clearly. Depending on the other cards around this will indicate what the person might need to go through or what they might need to release or let go of in order to be able to move from that place where they're very focused in the past and focused on what's gone to a place of being able to let go and move forward. The next card is the Six of Cups. And again, as you look at the card, just notice what you can see. Notice how you feel with the card. And here we can see two people that look like children or young people in a garden, in a courtyard. There's buildings around them. And there are six cups. They're all upright and they're all filled with flowers. So all to do with nature. And you've got the one figure that looks like it's a male figure offering a cup full of flowers to the other figure, which looks like a female. This is a very bright, light, sunny, almost kind of childlike type of card. And that's exactly what the Six of Cups is talking about. It's happy memories, people from the past. It may be childlike. It may be to do with children, either possibly your own or children that are around you, or looking at that, almost that inner child with that sense of innocence, wonder, naivety. As you look at the card, And you can see the children in the garden. There's happiness, enjoyment, friendship, simplicity. It's a card of simple goodness that's encouraging you to be gentle, kind, generous, compassionate. There's kind of two parts to this card, and it may be relating to children or happy memories from childhood. It can also be someone coming back into your life from the past, or a situation that's coming back into your life from the past. And very much depending on what you've got around these the Six of Cups will determine whether what or who that's coming back from your past is a positive experience or a more challenging one. It may be in a romantic sense that somebody, maybe an old flame or an old relationship, is coming back into your life. Or this may be an ongoing relationship that has strong roots in the past. It may also point to you needing to return to a more simplistic life. Perhaps looking back at your childhood or looking to your inner child to find things that give you pleasure and make you happy. Maybe you need to play more. Things coming back into your life from the past in some way may be something that is unresolved. I remember doing a reading for one client and there was the Six of Cups and then there was cards relating to a legal or official situation that was coming back from the past that had not been resolved in the past, which needed to be dealt with and resolved. If you have, say, the Six of Cups and you have the Lovers next to it, then I would say that is likely pointing to an old relationship or an old partner or something reappearing from the past. And again, the other cards around it will indicate whether that's positive or not so positive. If you, say, have something like the Six of Cups alongside perhaps the Devil card, this may well be issues coming up from the past in any form where you felt committed, restricted, restrained, tied in some way, and those issues are coming back up now to be dealt with and cleared and released. That kind of combination we can actually find where maybe old limiting beliefs, habits, patterns that perhaps we thought we'd maybe dealt with, or maybe old fears and emotions, events, memories that we had pushed below the surface and pushed way down inside of ourselves, that then are coming up for clearing, healing, releasing. So look at the Six of Cups from the basis of, one, something to do with the past, and also, and or, something to do with children, childhood, inner self, and just kind of see from the rest of the cards where that sort of fits and which bit of it will be relevant to you at this moment. The next card, the Seven of Cups, is in fact a very interesting card. When you look at the card, it's a bit of a mysterious card because you can see there are seven cups coming out of a cloud. It's a very bluey card, which would very much suggest that it's the inner emotions, the inner self, the innermost things going on in the depths of ourselves. And you have a silhouetted, shadowy figure that is looking at these seven cups with all the different things in it and trying to make a choice. And this is what the Seven of Cups is about. The key words with it are choices, decision. However, in making the decision, there is a lot of confusion around somebody. The cups are all offering different choices, and these choices need to be viewed with both emotion and logic. Although certainly looking at the card, there is more confusion and lack of focus than there is logic with it. There are a lot of choices, each of which could bring satisfaction in their own way. And just some of the symbols: the dragon is wisdom, the snake is sexuality, the house is home, and also for maybe the fairy tale castle in the air ideas, the jewels are wealth, the wreath for success, the mask for identity, and the shrouded cloth is something completely unknown. Now, when you get the Seven of Cups coming up, it is really important to be clear on what you really want and what you want to feel and experience. It's also vital that you explore your motives for taking certain actions. Some of the choices may appear easier than others. It's important to beware of false promises from others and really to be totally honest with yourself over your motivations. Sometimes when there are too many choices, there's a risk of errors of judgment, and also perhaps taking the path of least resistance, taking the path that may seem the easiest option, when in fact something else is more significant for yourself, your soul, your satisfaction, and that perhaps can be a harder choice to make. This may also be a time when there's a little bit of an identity crisis, perhaps a loss of confidence, maybe feeling undermined. It may be that if there's been rigid structure around that is now falling apart, and there are perhaps more opportunities, so you don't quite know which way to go. Perhaps if you're indulging in wishful thinking and daydreaming, maybe lacking focus and action towards your goals. There is indecision. There's certainly a decision that needs to be made and a commitment that needs to be made to set yourself off down a particular course. When you have the Seven of Cups as well, you can get as much information as possible. However, you may still end up making the decision with an unknown quantity. Sometimes it's not possible to know everything in advance, especially if you are stepping into completely unknown territory. With the Seven of Cups, it's very important to take a step back, really review all the potential options, perhaps even go into a place of meditation to find out what you truly want and what is really going to give you passion, fun, and emotional satisfaction before you make a decision going forward. And again, this can be very useful when you have other cards beside it. If you have, say, for example, the Seven of Cups next to the Fool, and you've got all these different choices, and the Fool is very much saying to you, go with your heart, find that childlike passion, and just set off into the unknown, and everything will unfold for you. You may find then that, say, next to something like the High Priestess, you really do need to go within and explore your motivations, your reasons for doing things. If, say, you've got it next to something like the Tower, it may be that suddenly your whole world has fallen apart. Perhaps a job you've had for 20 years has suddenly come to an end. Maybe a marriage or a relationship that you've been in forever. Something has suddenly happened which has shaken up your whole world, and you now find yourself in a place of having to choose and make decisions. You could look again, say, next to the Death card, that something has ended, something has finished that was there before, and now you need to be looking at fresh choices. So take the Seven of Cups card and lay it next to each of the cards that we've had previously. Just perhaps put two cards to start off with, and just really see how that alters and changes the moods of those cards. If you've got, say, the Seven of Cups next to the Empress, that's really saying to you that you need to kind of ground yourself, but go with what gives you spontaneity, fun, sensual, touchy-feely kind of pleasures, and everything will work out better than you've expected. We can only really give some examples, because the important thing is that you lay these cards together and look at it for yourself. See what feelings are coming up for you, because those will be right for you. All I can really give you through this course is a guide of the definitions that I've used, really just to spark off and trigger off your own relationship building with your cards, because that is ultimately what is the most important thing, is what your cards say to you personally, because that will be your intuition that's speaking to you. The next card we come to is the Eight of Cups. And this, again, is a rather dark, sad-looking card. You've got a lot of very dark blue in the card. There's a lot of water. This is clearly something that's happening at night because you've got the moon. What you can see here is there is a figure who is kind of quite, I think, almost sadly turning away, walking away, turning his back on the Eight Cups that you can see here. Now, the cups are all stacked in an upright position, and the figure is just walking away. There is no turning back. the decision that's been made is essentially the end of the matter. And the key words with this, it walking away, a new direction, no turning back, burning the bridges. There is also an expression of throwing out the baby with the bathwater, which can mean that somebody is making a completely fresh start, yet they are cutting themselves off completely from everything that's gone before, even the parts of it that may have been useful and may have served them. You've kind of got the sun and the moon together, which is almost like an eclipse. In terms of the meaning, this can literally be somebody walking away from a person or a situation, or maybe feeling that that's what they want to do. They may not be fully acknowledging their feelings. They've clearly turned away from a certain path and going in a different direction. And it doesn't look as if this is an easy choice. If you look at where they're going through the mountains and they realise there may be difficulties, the person really does not seem to want to take anything at all with them from the past, even though there may be something there that might help them. And it's a very interesting card, because this, it may be a physical walking away from something or someone, and it may also be a dissatisfaction with life that maybe has been built on superficial values, and the person is desiring to set off in search of something better or more meaningful. It can be, as the cups are upright, that the person attracted what they thought was their heart's desire and actually realised it wasn't what they wanted at all. It's certainly an emotional turning point, which is going to lead to new actions. Things do have to move on. There may be a physical change. It may be an emotional change, such as letting go of old beliefs, old values. And certainly, once someone has set off on this course of action, there really is no turning back. And again, it's important to look at the cards around to see how constructive this is going to be for someone. It may be that somebody has a desire for a change of career or change of identity or change of relationship. And it is important for them, before making the decision, to acknowledge that if they are going to burn those bridges completely, that there really may not be any turning back, and to see whether there is, in fact, anything of value that they might be able to take from the past and take forward into the future. As an example of this, I know of a lady who started out life as a man, went through a gender change and a complete change of career. She'd had a passion in her life previously that had started from childhood. And when she made that change, she cut off everything from that past. And even though that huge passion she'd had, that was something that got discarded as well. And she started a completely new career, a completely new business. And it took then 10 years to be able to come back to being totally comfortable with who she is now in her current life. And at the same time, to be able to bring back those passions from previous life. So it's a very interesting card. And as with all tarot cards, there really is no one way of interpreting them. There is always different options, different ways of looking at things. And this is why it's very important for you to build up your own definitions of things for yourself. And you'll often find that as your intuition develops more, you'll start to find that different cards in different scenarios will have a different meaning for you. And that's quite common as well. The next card is the Nine of Cups. And this is a gorgeous card. It's a lovely card. Here you see a very, well-fed, contented, successful-looking person sitting in front of a curtain which has nine upright cups on the top of it. The dominant colour of this is yellow, which is bright, sunshiny, happy, enthusiastic, things going well. Little bit of the emotions and the logic behind with the blue. But this is a card of contentment, of happiness, of satisfaction, almost some smugness with it as well. It's a card of having plenty, of having your wishes come true. It indicates the pleasure you can feel when you get what you want. There's contentment, physical well-being, material success, looking forward to the future. It's a card of pure indulgence. You've earned it. Enjoy it. You have the right to savour every wonderful feeling that comes with the success. The one part with it, though, is just saying, don't get too complacent. You've got all the success and happiness and contentment now. It's also about being able to maintain that. However, for the moment, celebrate it, enjoy it, you've earned it. And it's just that wonderful feeling of contentment that comes with just feeling that life is pretty wonderful. The next card is the Ten of Cups, and this is another really beautiful card. In the card, you see figures that it obviously looks like a family scene. You've got family contentment, and they're looking up at the rainbow of cups up in the sky. And this is a card of happiness, blessings, contentment. It may be family. There's a feeling of magic, of dreams. The couple have their arms outstretched as if they're giving thanks for all their blessings. It's almost kind of a completion of a cycle, and the 10 reducing to the number 1, which is giving thanks for all that's come and starting again in new cycles. It's a success, achievement, celebration. It's pretty much the best it can be from how you're feeling from an emotional point of view. Now, this may be financial. It may simply just be that contentment of how wonderful everything's feeling. A sense of togetherness, perhaps a short break or a family holiday. It's peace, it's abundance. There may also be inner and outer peace and perhaps an end to conflict. Really, really lovely card to see come up in a spread. The next cards we have are the court cards. The page, the knight, the queen, and the king. So if we look first of all at the page of cups, we see a youngish person or a child in sort of clothed in pink and blue, which are often thought of colours of children. He's holding a cup with a fish that's coming out of it. The court cards tend to represent either people and or situations. The key words associated with the page of cups is a birth, a pregnancy, a new project, the birth of a new idea, creativity, perhaps a labour of love. As a person, he or she will have all the qualities that we talked about right at the beginning that represent the cups and the sign of water. It may be a child, maybe a person that's younger or more immature than the person you're reading for. As a person, the page is sensitive, creative, imaginative, maybe a little bit of a daydreamer, perhaps quiet, reflective, kind, often very emotional, maybe a poet, artist, musician. It may be somebody born under one of the water signs of Pisces, which is symbolised by the fish, Cancer or Scorpio. The thing to think of here is to beware of oversensitivity and perhaps a lack of action. The page of cups as a situation can indicate news of a birth or a pregnancy. May also be the creative birth of new ideas and projects. Let the ideas flow in an uninhibited, creative manner, because those ideas will be coming straight from the heart. It's important not to judge them and literally just to let them flow, almost as if children would, in an imagination and play type of game. As the ideas come forth, nothing is judged, nothing is ridiculous. And this is the kind of playful spirit that the Page of Cups is bringing. Maybe bringing opportunities for love, and perhaps also a good opportunity to explore psychic, intuitive and spiritual matters with that open-minded, childlike sense of wonder and curiosity. All of the cup cards will share similar characteristics as people, and they can relate to yourself, to aspects of yourself. They can relate to other people around you. And although they seem to show as male or female figures, remember that they can represent both. Now, the Knight of Cups, you see a knight sitting on a horse with a beautiful flowing river of love and emotions flowing behind, holding out a cup of love or friendship. This is somebody as a person that perhaps is a young adult, maybe a person who's a little immature for their age. He or she's likely to be dreamy, imaginative, sensitive, emotional, possibly quite romantic, very loving, caring, generous, most likely to help anyone, and often this can be to their own detriment. On the negative side, they can be overly emotional and hypersensitive, as well as suffering from apathy. The Knight of Cups is not particularly an action type of card. They have deep emotions and feelings, and often be very sensitive to the feelings of others and not want to hurt their feelings. And this can lead to them finding it quite difficult to say no to other people. It's great for wonderful feelings, emotions, dreams, poetry, music, romantic things. However, they may struggle motivating themselves or being able to put their plans into action. The wings on the helmet are the symbol of Mercury, which is the winged messenger. So there can be a message coming. It can be a person offering love, friendship, or support. And sometimes the knight may come up in a reading where there has previously been a king or a queen of cups. And this may be telling you that the cards are still talking about that previous person. However, because we've already used the king or the queen, it will bring up the knight to show that it's still talking about that same person. Again, you'll see this from the cards that you have and the cards that are around you. The Queen of Cups is the next card. And as you see the Queen, you see a woman sitting on a throne, quite a large ornate throne with quite a large ornate crown and cup that she's holding right at the edge of the water. Queen of Cups often will come up as a woman, very sensitive, intuitive, caring, gentle, artistic, compassionate, very loving, nurturing. She's a person who is very much guided by her feelings and her heart. She's often a person that people will turn to with their problems. And this can be a bit of a challenge as she can take on people's problems and do the worrying for them. The Queen of Cups has a very creative, artistic side to her, which may or may not be expressed. She can be very romantic and sometimes her head is very much up in the clouds. Maybe a person born under one of the water signs of Cancer, Pisces or Scorpio. However, it's important more to look at the characteristics than necessarily the actual astrological sign. The Queen of Cups can also be about our emotional fulfillment, our connection to ourselves and to our feelings. And as a situation, she's asking you to look at the whole situation with the gentle, loving eyes of compassion and forgiveness. Look for the highest good in the situation and the magnificence of the people that are involved. And then we come to the King of Cups, where we see a richly dressed king sitting on a throne in amidst all the water. And the water actually looks quite choppy around him. There's a little boat in the background. Quite a lot of fish symbols here. There's one in the background. There's one hanging round his neck. The King of Cups will share all the characteristics of the other cards. Maybe a person who is born under one of the water signs. Quite likely to be a person who's maybe older than the person you're doing the reading for. He could be very loving, with deep feelings, a dreamer, gentle, creative. He likes to have peace and harmony around him. And this can cause him not to want to upset people, maybe not to be particularly truthful with himself or with others around him. He can be very, very gentle, very kind, bit of a dreamer, perhaps not the most motivated person to take action on his dreams. He can be very creative, although that creativity can be stifled through nitpicking and perfectionism. And on the negative side, he can suppress his feelings, be uncommunicative, critical, nitpicky at other people, have unrealistic expectations, and bury his head in the sand when there's a problem. The King of Cups is not the most action-oriented of people. He may have a lot of good ideas, a lot of fantastic dreams, be very intuitive. However, motivation to actually take action on these things can be quite difficult for him. Partly because he doesn't want to take action and then perceive that he's failed at something. Partly because he maybe doesn't want to upset other people. He's often somebody that will be quite happy in the background. Or if he finds himself very prominent, he can sometimes hide behind the role. You find quite a lot of King of Cups type people in films and acting. It is much more about traits than it necessarily is about the particular star sign that they're born under. And in a situation, we'll probably need you to take account of other people's feelings and approach the matter in as humane a way as you possibly can. This is an overview of the cups and the cup cards. It's important to think that cups really are to do with emotions and feelings. When you see cup cards coming up in a spread, that will very much indicate not only what's going on, but how the person really feels about that situation. And often it will show pretty much every emotion you can think of, from the happiness, the joy, the laughter, the fun, right across to the real depths of depression. To practice with these cards, as we've now got the 22 cards of the Major Arcana, and we've now got another 14 cards which come from the cups, is take your cards, shuffle them up, and we're going to lay them out again in the Celtic cross spread, which was what we did at the end of the last section on the Major Arcana. Now, this might be quite a useful thing to do if you can think of a question that perhaps has something to do with relationships or feelings, and mix up the Major Arcana cards and the Cups cards. When you've done that, shuffle them up, then with your left hand, cut the deck into three, put it back together as one pile, and then lay the cards out as we did previously in the Celtic cross spread, thinking about what would be the outcome if I did this situation, what would be the outcome of this situation generally. With the Celtic cross spread, you can also ask questions such as, what would be most useful for me to know right now? Or things like, how am I really feeling about a situation that I've got in my life right now? What are the cards trying to tell me? What would be most useful for me to know? And lay them out again as we did previously. So when you've shuffled them and cut them, take the card off the top, lay it in the centre. That is you, the situation, that's what's going on. Take the second card and cross it over the top. That is what's crossing the situation, for good or for bad. Take the next card and put it underneath. This is the root of the situation. Take the next card and put it to the left of the cross, which will indicate the past. The next card and put it at the top, which will indicate the immediate future, can also indicate perhaps the goal that you've got. The next card and lay it to the right-hand side of the cross, which is the immediate future. Take the next card and put it then at the bottom of the line. And we're going to have four cards going up in a row and the Celtic cross. The bottom one is your fears. The next one is other people and their influence, and also what's going on in the home and the environment. The one above that is your hopes and wishes, and the one at the top is your outcome card. So you've now got a lot more cards that you can use in the Celtic cross. You've now got 38 cards. You've got almost half the deck that you can actually use now with your spreads, because there's 78 cards in the deck altogether. So you've got the 22 cards of the Major Arcana, the 14 cards of the Suit of Cups, and just have a really good look at the reading. Have a look at the cards, see what's come up, look at the different positions, read the cards systematically, one at a time. Take an overview of the whole spread. Notice the balance that you've got potentially of Major Arcana cards to Cups cards. Have you got a lot more Major Arcana cards, maybe a lot more Cups cards? Notice as well how many of the Court cards maybe have come out in your spread, because that may be that there are other people who are having a significant influence in this whole reading. If you have a court card come out as your outcome, this can be quite a tricky one to deal with because it may relate to you and how you're feeling. It may be that there is an influence from somebody else that you need to take account of or ignore, depending on the reading. It may simply be that your question wasn't phrased particularly clearly, or that the outcome is not yet decided, or you have not yet decided what the outcome's going to be, and there are further conversations that you need to have. Now, as with the previous readings we did, you have your initial 10 cards. You can then add extra columns to this. And obviously now you've got a lot more cards. I would tend to say if you are going to add extra columns to the Celtic cross spread, really don't add any more than 3, maybe 4 columns extra at the very most. Because you tend to find that if you haven't got the answers with 3 or 4 extra columns of cards, it may well be that you've either not phrased the question very well or there really isn't a clear outcome with it. Because inevitably, you'll get the answers you need generally within that first couple of extra columns. You may well find that you've got it literally at the 10th card, which is your outcome card, at the top of line 1. However, just really for the sake of practicing as well, is add the extra columns in and use up all the cards, and then you can look at the columns and the rows. So you can look horizontally across at all the cards, say, representing the fears. You can look at all the cards horizontally across representing other people or your home and your environment. All the cards horizontally across representing the hopes and wishes. All the cards horizontally across representing the outcome. And you can also then look at them going upwards. So from the card number 5, which is directly above the cross, you can see the immediate outcome, the immediate future, and then you can read the cards in the lines going upwards. So you've got the fears, you've got other people, you've got the hopes and wishes, and the outcome. This is a very good way just for practicing with reading the cards, regardless of where they've come in the particular spread. Actually, I think sometimes the most useful thing is almost just to read the cards, see what's there, see what's side by side, because that really does add an awful lot of extra insight to your readings. Take the Major Arcana cards, take Cups cards, add them all together, shuffle them all up. Just keep practicing putting different cards side by side and almost just kind of making up that story of what those cards are saying to you. The more you practice, the quicker you'll become familiar with your cards, the quicker you'll build a personal relationship with your cards, and the quicker you'll feel comfortable with them. And the quicker you'll find you'll start to develop the intuition coming through as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this class on the Suit of Cups. I'm Amanda Goldston from www.learntarotonline.com. I'll be back with you again very soon, and in the next recording, we'll be talking about the Suit of Wands. Have lots of fun practicing with your cards.